Yeah. Let's make some money. The big game is this weekend. And when we're talking about making money and making some bets, let's go to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert, oddshopper.com. He joins us here on the Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Eitan, how you been, my friend?
Well, I guess I can't complain about being cold in Philly. The high at 22 tomorrow? My goodness, Henry. Brace up, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Hey, listen, we have had colder temps here in the last month where it was going below zero. So I will take the 18. It's going to get to a high tomorrow of what? Let me look here. Tomorrow the high is going to be 23 degrees, so I'll gladly take that. Go. I just don't want to fall below zero again. Well, what typically is like the lowest temperature that it gets in Philadelphia each winter?
We had this stretch. We actually had a couple of days where it was single digits, and then, of course, we've got this northeast bite, and it's kind of like a combination of wind and just this linger of cool. Like, you guys in the Midwest, and especially as you get north, right, like, there is just this sense of cold. I lived in Columbus, Ohio, and lived with somebody who's from Wisconsin. So I knew when I was in that area, like, there's a different type of cold. That's like you'll get sick cold if you're not, you know, bundled out. This Philly cold is just annoying. Like, I could still rock shorts and a hoodie, right? Like, that's just what we do, right? And maybe a coat and a hat. But it's not like that Midwest bite, if you will. So I'd say we had maybe 2 weeks total, Henry, where it was like single digits with wind chill.
All right. Let's talk about something that I think that so many people all across the country love, in particular when we talk about the big game, is just the prop bets. Like, I mean, anybody can go out there and take a look and say, oh, you know, I'm rolling with the Chiefs or I'm rolling with the Eagles. But the prop bets make this event so exciting. And there's so many prop bets to be had out there. And I just love everything about, you know, the big game with regards to that. But when you look at, you know, these matchups, how excited do you get for just specifically the prop bets?
So I think with the Super Bowl, it still falls into a similar pattern where you're going to have big name star players. A lot of these guys are going to see action on overs, and it's on us to kind of find places to fade.
Yep.
Right? Because that's where the value is going to be. There's not going to be any value going over Travis Kelce's passing yards or receiving yards, pardon me, or over really either of the quarterbacks throwing yards. Saquon Barkley is another guy where it's like, okay, you're not going to get much of a break if you're going over because these are popular players. So what I try to do is I try to identify right away who are the big name players that I want to fade, because that's where I think you can get some advantage and really an angle there. And Saquon, right away, 113.5, if that's still out there, I'm going to go under that. It's just really difficult to get to a buck against the Chiefs. It's the Super Bowl, and as great as this offensive line and a juggernaut, as we've seen them be combined with Saquon, Henry, it's the Super Bowl, and things just play out a little different, and you'll see the best two coordinators on defense in the NFL,
yep.
And it's hard to think that Steve Spagnuolo doesn't have a plan there. At least as far as like, okay, this is the old Patriots where it's like we're going to take out one guy and have everybody else beat us. And I think that's what you're going to see with Barkley. On the other side, I think you can look at secondary guys. Now, when I say Devontae Smith, that's no knock and saying like, oh, he's a secondary guy. He's just the number two wide receiver on the team. A.J. Brown's going to see a ton of focus. I also don't think A.J. Brown's 100%, to be honest with you, from a health standpoint this deep in the year. So I like Devontae Smith. If I can get him plus 225 or higher, plus 230 or higher, I like him anytime touchdown. I think the Eagles are really going to be there's going to be a concerted effort to get the football in his hands a couple of different ways, deep downfield, what have you. I got a couple of others, but I think those are the ones to start. And then, you know, there's always a first drive prop that I look for. I look for who is best off script, because you always have – everybody's got a plan to get punched in the mouth. That's the old Mike Tyson, right, as far as like – you come out there with these 10, 15 scripted plays. Well, what happens when things break down, especially on one of those scripted plays? I don't think there's a better target to catch a pass on the first drive on either team than Xavier Worthy. This is somebody who's definitely going to get the football in his hands first Chiefs drive. So I took that as well.
All right. So, and we're talking to Eitan Shander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com. He's joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask you about the MVP odds. Clearly, we know that the top selections are going to be either Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts. But give me a name with value, because that is what's important to me. Whenever I'm betting horses on the Triple Crown and stuff like that, or Breeders' Cup, or anything in sports, I like to look for value. Is there value with one particular name?
Yeah, I actually think, and I wrote about this for Odd Shopper, I think, Henry, when you look at guys that aren't the quarterback, it's going to be Saquon Barkley and then a receiver position. Maybe that's Travis Kelce, that's fine, but there's no value again with Kelce. Nobody's sneaking up. Like, Saquon Barkley is not taking anybody by surprise. The entire world knows that Saquon Barkley is a legit MVP candidate in the league, let alone a guy who could get this award when it comes to winning the MVP in the Super Bowl. I don't think that really correlates with going under 113 yards. I don't think the number is good enough to take, to be honest with you, from a guy like Barkley. So, you know, honestly, what I'm looking at here is a wide receiver. Five times since 2004, my friend, we have seen a wide receiver win this award. This, you'd have to go back to Terrell Davis, what, 97 season, 97, 98, the last time a running back has won this. So the odds for Saquon Barkley don't reflect how little that position wins it. And I think, in all honesty, if there is a receiver that has the best value next to his name, that has the most likelihood of winning this award based on the fact that we've seen it five over the last, you know, some odd years, 2004, right, through the math, Matt, real quick, 20-plus years, it's Xavier Worthy, north of 20-1. This is a guy, again, the Chiefs don't really have a consistent running game. I know Kareem Hunt's there because Zay Pacheco's back, but they're going to get Xavier Worthy the ball, I think, in a couple of quick even run scenarios. And I think this is a guy who's going to have enough volume at the end of the night, Henry, to have 9-10 catches, to have 2-3 runs, to have 2 or 3 touchdowns. You get one or two of those touchdowns some other way outside of Mahomes getting into the football, and I think that's where the big value is in a guy like Xavier Worthy.
All right, so speaking of value, all right, let me run this past you, Eitan, and get your thoughts on this. And rip me, or just, I just love transparency, and please be genuine and authentic. All right, so let me take you back a few years. A few years ago, when it was the matchup in the Super Bowl of Carolina versus the Denver Broncos, I was in Vegas that weekend. I was hanging out, partying, having fun, made some wagers on the Super Bowl. And in that Super Bowl, as we all know, the star of that game was defensive stud Von Miller. Von Miller walked away being the Super Bowl MVP. Didn't see it coming. The odds were spectacular. I mean, the payouts on that and other props were just unbelievable. If you had free money to put on a defensive player, just strictly a defensive player, to be the Super Bowl MVP, who would that person be? Because in my mind, it would be Chris Jones.
Well, it's either going to be Chris Jones or Jalen Carter. And I think you just have to look at which team you think stands the better chance of winning the football game at this point.
Okay. Okay.
But it's going to be either one of these guys. And again, you have to have, when you're a defensive player who wins the MVP, you have to have your hands all over the football game. Like, you can't just have a couple of sacks. You're going to have to force a fumble, maybe get an interception. You're going to have to probably get a touchdown or damn close to it, right? This is where I think you need somebody who can take over a football game on defense. It's not Zach Bond, as much as he's had a great season. It's going to be hard for a linebacker, right, to do that. This is about a disruption up front, or a disruptor in this case. And I think it's either Jones or it's Carter. I really don't think that there is any – look, unless you had, you know, Darius Slade with 3 picks or something along those – remember we had with Neil O'Donnell basically pinpointing Larry Brown.
Larry Brown, yeah, exactly. Larry Brown. That was the Pittsburgh-Dallas game, right?
Right, exactly. So unless you have Jalen Hurts turn into Neil O'Donnell, I think you're going to see either Jalen Carter or Chris Jones. They're each at, you know, Jones at 60-1 I see, Carter 70-1 I see. I just don't think that either Bond, Karlaftis, I just don't think that any of these other guys can truly disrupt and take over a football game
yep.
like either Jones or Carter can.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. We're talking to A'shaun Tander, sports betting expert, oddsshopper.com. A couple of final questions for him. All right, this one I need you to evaluate a recent bet that I've made. So I was just past weekend in Las Vegas for the big fight between David Benavidez and also David Morrell Jr. At T-Mobile okay. Arena. And so I slid down to the MGM. I made a wager there, and I was just looking for value. Okay, I don't really typically get into a ton of prop bets for the Super Bowl, but I'm in Vegas, right? Make a bet. So I bet any time touchdown for DeAndre Hopkins. I know that DeAndre Hopkins is not the DeAndre Hopkins from 5 years ago or even 8 years ago, but it was just too much of a value there. I figured I was like, man, Pat Mahomes and him might connect in the end zone at some point. Anytime touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins, I got it plus $600.
That's not bad. You know, looking at this now, it's dipped a little bit across the board to probably plus 500 to even lower.
I saw it yesterday.
You were definitely on something.
I saw it yesterday. Sorry? I saw it yesterday at plus 450.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here, plus 475. Depending on what state you're in, you may be able to squeeze it at closer to 5-1, but you've definitely got ahead of this. And look, that's part of it as well, right, is you've got a full week before the week before the Super Bowl. You've got 2 weeks, and you can identify areas that you think are just off. Like, something's up with this. 6-1, like plus 600 for a DeAndre Hopkins touchdown for a guy who could get – 4 targets, 2 of those, maybe 3 of those in the red zone,
yep.
especially a first or second progression type receiver. No, I think that's absolutely recognizing something that's broken and jumping on that ahead of time. Because other than that, you're trying to identify guys that, you know, maybe it's Jahan Dotson or maybe it's Justin Watson. And that's just great. Noah Gray, right? Like the fact that DeAndre Hopkins still has similar odds to score than Juju and Noah Gray, to me, it's off. And I wouldn't be surprised, Henry, if this thing settles for Hopkins closer to 450 or even closer to 400, and then you're looking at holding that ticket. But that's fantastic. I think, you know, a guy like Dallas Goedert was similar, where he steamed right away because it's such a great matchup against the Chiefs in the tight end position. And something like that is gone. I think the value is gone right there for both of them, to be honest with you. So, no, I think that's a great bet.
All right, the final thing for you. Let's take the betting line out of it. I just want to ask you, who do you think wins, Philadelphia or Kansas City? Who you got?
Yeah, I think this is where it gets really tough. I actually think this is pretty sharp as far as where we are. This is pretty much a pick 'em right here on a neutral field, the edge going to Kansas City because of Patrick Mahomes. And I think that's essentially what we're seeing here. Ref talk aside, you know, I don't get into that because at some point in this game, there's going to be something going towards Kansas City and the entire world is going to go crazy. But I think, honestly, Henry, this is a game that is won by the Philadelphia Eagles in their secondary mm-hmm. and their patience on offense. Knowing that Saquon Barkley is probably not going to work as easy like a cheat code as he has against other teams, you're still going to have to go back to him. You're going to have to be creative. Jalen Hurts is going to have to make a couple of throws, which he did 2 years ago against Spags. I would tell you the Eagles win by a field goal, and I'm pretty confident in that. But there's also something that I can't, and we're not talking about betting, so I can give yep. you narratives, but yep. I can go crazy here. But there are two things that I think captivate the sports world more than anything. The first is when the dynasty loses. When the dynasty fails, oh my goodness, who leaves? What happens? Does Travis Kelce retire? Does Patrick Mahomes? No, none of that. Andy Reid retire? No, this guy most likely is going to pass away on the field. God bless him. I love him. But like, he doesn't retire from this game. I think he just coaches until it's the end. So I don't think there's a lot of drama if, in fact, the Chiefs lose. The other thing that captivates us more than anything is the dynasty, the team that we all have grown to hate. The Yankees, the Patriots, the Celtics, the Bruins, right? I'm just, you know, the Cowboys. These teams that just start winning and winning, and now it's like, You went from the Warriors. Man, we went from loving Steph Curry to all of a sudden people having a problem how he chewed his mouthpiece. That's what I'm saying, right? It's that this is where we are. So I don't think there is anything more compelling in the world of sports than the Chiefs doing something that nobody else has done in Super Bowl era, yet now being turned into the team that America hates and has had the most fatigue with the most, because it's just going to be nonstop. And that's how the NFL stays front and center. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Eagles are up and the Chiefs come from behind and win on the final drive.
Eitan, man, you're amazing, man. I appreciate you always joining us whenever we want to check in and talk some sports wagering. But, hey, continued success, man. I appreciate you joining us from Odd Shop.
You know, it's funny how this world works, right? You work with Tubbsy, and now all of a sudden he introduces me to you, and I feel like this is a little family here. I'm happy to join you guys anytime.
I appreciate it, my man. That's Eitan Chander, sports betting expert at oddshopper.com, joining us here on The Late Show.
The nomination is confirmed.
And Russell Vogt is President Trump's White House budget director, putting the Project 2025 architect at the helm of powerful office that he oversaw during Trump's first term. Democrats have sounded the alarm on Vogt. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says of the president's pick.
Of all of the extremists that Donald Trump elevated, of all the hard right ideologues who have come before the Senate, none of them hold a candle to Russell Vogt. He is far and away the one most dangerous to the American people.
The mass cuts to USAID are becoming more clear.
According to multiple sources, senior staff submitted a list to State Department leadership of people whose work around the world they deemed essential. But out of the